tragedy off the California coast. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. At least 8 migrants are dead and 7 others missing after 2 boats sank near San Diego last night.
Authorities were having a hard time conducting a search because of all the fog. They couldn't get their helicopters up in the air, but they are operating under the assumption that these were illegal immigrants in boats trying to land. A woman called 911 after one of the boats capsized, saying they had come in from Mexico, and CBP is now involved. And again, they are still looking for more potential survivors and or bodies.
Fox's Bill Malusian. Many investors are nervous after the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank last week, wondering if it will impact Monday's trading on the markets. There's also concern there will be a run on other banks by investors with deposits beyond the insured amount. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul on CBS's Face the Nation.
In this inflationary time, the Reserve, Federal Reserve now is raising interest rates, and that, I think, is part of the problem as well. We want to make sure this is an isolated event and not a systemic event that could impact things like in 2008 when we did bail out the financial sector.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the government will not be bailing out SVB. Ukraine and Russia both claiming they have killed hundreds of opposing troops in the past 24 hours in the struggle over the Ukrainian town of Bakhmut.
In a desperate effort to take control of the city of Bakhmut, Russia is launching wave after wave of attacks. They control the eastern part of the city, but so far they've been unable to break through. There's been a lot of questions raised about the strategic value of Bakhmut, which was once a salt mine where 70,000 people lived, but Ukraine has decided clearly to reinforce their positions around Bakhmut.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv, each side claiming to have killed over 200 troops. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore 3 decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
South Korea's military says North Korea has test-fired a missile from a submarine. It's the latest weapons test by North Korea this year and comes just before the U.S. and South Korea militaries begin large-scale joint military drills.
In a joint statement, the U.S. and South Korea said this week's Freedom Shield drills are meant to strengthen defense and response capabilities due to a changing security environment and aggression from North Korea. In Seoul, at the end of January, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin noted what the U.S. had already deployed to South Korea.
We deployed fifth-generation aircraft, F-22s, F-35s. We also deployed a carrier strike group to visit the peninsula. You can look for more of that kind of activity going forward.
Last month, after joint aerial drills, North Korea's foreign ministry said drills are considered hostile and can be regarded as a declaration of war. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Jimmy Kimmel returns to host the Oscars.
The universe is bigger than you realize.
Everything Everywhere All at Once leads the 95th Annual Academy Awards with 11 nominations and is the night's clear front runner, thanks to its sweep in the award ceremonies leading up to the night's show. All Quiet on the Western Front and The Banshees of Inisherin follow with 9 each. And Elvis has 8 nominations. These box office blockbusters also got multiple nominations. Top Gun Maverick, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and Avatar, The Way of Water landed 6, 5, and 4 nods. The Oscars air at 8 Eastern on ABC. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Scientists say Hawaii's second largest volcano is not erupting. The U.S. Geological Survey released a statement late Saturday saying lava has stopped flowing after 61 days of volcanic activity. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.